A word for you from 2 Peter, chapter 3, the second part. Through our knowledge of Him who called us by His own glory and goodness. This is almost a repeat of verse 2, where it says that grace and peace is ours in abundance through the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord. And it is repeated in these first few introductory verses, the knowledge of Him. And we've said previously that it is definitely not referring to a knowledge about. It is not just the factual knowledge, as important as that is, but it does not save us. It does not convey to us divine power. Otherwise, a huge proportion of humanity is saved and they have everything they need, because this verse says everything we need for life and godliness has been given through our knowledge of Him. But it is not just a factual knowledge. It is rather, in the biblical sense, the intimate acquaintance with God. Yes, it is so intimate that it refers to God in us. We in God. John 15, Jesus says, "Abide in me." In the beginning of the Bible, it speaks about Adam knew his wife and she begat him a son. And it refers there in very gentle language that knowing was so intimate that the result of it was the birth of a child. And so when it speaks in John 15 about us knowing Him, about us abiding in Him and He in us, and then we will bear fruit, it means it in the same sense, that knowledge of Him brings about that which we cannot bear. After all, the Galatians 5 fruit of the Spirit is something impossible to reach, for it is the very divine character of God to have love, joy, peace, and all the other fruits of the Spirit. Paul said to Timothy that the foundation of God stands sure, unshakable, and has the seal that God knows those who are His. Yes, He knows them. He has an intimate fellowship with them. The Bible also says God knew Abraham, and Abraham had authority in his house. Do you know God? Are you known by Him?